When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning, I'm Tad. Morning, Drex.
Blessings.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Everybody have a good weekend?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it takes... I think it takes something happening as a parent. You know, something goes down to your house. You're like, all right, well, I'm definitely not going to do that again.
Ooh.
You know, you could be told that this is how it's going to go down. Oh, we've been through this situation. Here's what to expect. You're like, yeah, okay, but my situation will be different. No, it's not. They all act the same. We know what's going to happen.
What in the world are you talking about?
Talking about the sleepover.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Avery's birthday sleepover.
Yeah, so my daughter had 8 little girls at the house, 8, 11, and 12-year-olds at the house. Ooh. On Saturday night. They got there around 5:30. We're having like a little ping pong tournament. They're jumping on the trampoline. I've set up like a speaker. They're doing karaoke. So we're having a little fun.
Nice.
Yeah. And then they settle in for a movie, let's say around 9 o'clock. Movie's over at 10:30. I go downstairs. I said, listen, I know y'all aren't going to go to bed. Okay. Just don't scream at each other. Talk.
Keep.
Giggle.
The noise level down.
Right?
Right.
I don't know. Do whatever you people are going to do.
Are you? But at this point, you sound like the cool dad,
yeah,
or you're trying to be
cool
the cool dad.
Dad.
Like, I know you're not, guys.
Listen, guys. No, you're not going to go to sleep.
Yeah. I was one of you. I
am the cool dad, so I'm going to let it pass as long as you keep the noise.
I wasn't trying to be the cool dad. I was trying to be realistic. Yeah.
Okay.
I know you're not going to go to sleep. Just don't scream at each other nonstop for the next however long you're going to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go upstairs, and of course, it just instantly starts. They can't talk. They have to scream at each
other.
Yeah, there's 8 of them.
Yeah. I end up falling asleep, and because I told April, I'm like, you go upstairs. We have a bedroom upstairs. I'm like, you go sleep up there. I'll sleep in the middle level just in case. Like, I'll keep an ear out for him. Well, I do keep an ear out for him, and it is loud, and it is ruckus, and I finally, at a certain point, have to go down there and say, all right, girls, enough is enough,
right?
Okay? Do we know what time that was happening? Do you know what time I had to go downstairs and say, okay, it is time to shut it down?
Whenever anybody asks me questions like that, I always overestimate and ruin their story. So I'm going to say 10:45.
12:30.
It was 3:47 in the morning.
No.
I go downstairs. I think there was some form of livestock down there. I don't know. There's feathers everywhere.
Gosh.
There's disco lights that I didn't buy going off. It is a full-on
rager,
like rave party going down there at 3:45 in the morning, and they are just screaming at each other nonstop.
My question, when did these young ladies wake up on Sunday?
They didn't end up going to bed until 4:45, and they woke up at 7:30 in the morning.
No.
And they were not
fresh as daisies.
Hey, didn't you get, you said you were going to take us to Waffle House.
Oh, my God.
So they didn't go to sleep. They took a cat nap.
Pretty much, yeah.
If I'm you, I would have gone to Waffle House at 3:45 in the morning.
Now you're talking.
Until noon.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, if you're going to be cool,
time.
Dad,
yeah,
you gotta step it up, bro.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning. It's Anicia in Marietta?
It's Anicia.
Anicia. Could you kick our pop culture princess, Kara, out of the studio?
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, Felicia now. It's Felicia. All right. Kara's going to step out of the studio. We'll ask you 5 trivia questions and bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number 1. AT&T announced they're going to give customers a $5 refund after a service outage last week. What's the shape of AT&T's logo?
It's a globe.
Number 2. John Cena says his agent tried to talk him out of taking a role in the Barbie movie. True or false, he played Ken's friend Alan in the movie?
No.
Number 3, Justin Timberlake had to cancel a concert in London over the weekend due to illness. JT has 2 sons with what actress?
God, what's her name? Jennifer?
You got the right letter of the first name.
Jessica? God.
All right, we got to move on.
Oh, number four, Zendaya has donated $100,000 to a performing arts theater that gave her her start. Zendaya stars in what movie that gets released later this week?
Spider-Man?
And number five.
Hold on. She wants to change it. Go ahead.
Parking.
Oh, love it.
A little help there, yeah.
Listened last week. That was our consolation prize. Number five, Billy Joel and Sting appeared on stage over the weekend in Florida. Do you know Sting's real first name?
No.
All right, bring in Kara back in.
All right, Anicia and Marietta did okay this morning. It's Monday morning. Tough questions. We'll see what's going on with Kara.
Kara making her way back in, getting ready to answer the same questions. Are you ready, Kara?
I'm ready.
Number one, what is the shape of AT&T's logo?
It's like a globe.
Yeah, that's what Anicia said, one-to-one.
Number two, true or false, John Cena played Ken's friend Alan in the Barbie movie.
That's false.
No, it's Michael Cera. It is false. 2-2.
Number three, Justin Timberlake has two sons with what actress?
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, Anicia had it on the tip of her tongue.
Number four, Zendaya stars in what movie that gets released later this week?
Dune. Is it two? Yes.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
All right, that's what Anicia said. She got a little help there. It's 4-3.
It's
number
two.
Five. What is Sting's real first name?
Ooh.
Two.
I can't think of it.
Yeah, you don't know it.
Gordon?
It is Gordon, Tad. Nice.
Tad.
Gordon Thomas Sumner, a.k.a.
Sumner.
Sting. He's not stung or stinging. He's the present. He is the current tense of Sting. All right, final score this morning is 4-3. Anicia and Marietta, are you smarter than Kara?
Nope, not this morning.
Kara, uni record, 1,688 wins, 51 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Anicia.
That's okay. I want to see Kung Fu Panda with my
kids. Here you go. Four tickets to the advanced screening Kung Fu Panda 4, March 5th, Regal Atlantic Station. Jack Black, the whole gang returns in theaters March 8th.
Awesome. Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free V98.5 app. Just click the open mic feature and you could hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on V98.5.
I know that guys named Tad and Drex should not be bringing this up, but do you ever notice that couples usually, like, will keep the name of their child secret until it's too late?
I never understood those people. It's like, I didn't really care in the first place. I was just asking to be nice, but what's your motivation here?
And those people always end up giving their kids such messed up names. You're like, what? If you had just casually mentioned it to me, I could have kindly steered you in another direction.
Well, not to mention the unlimited access we have to every piece of information at our fingertips. Like, maybe throw that name in Google. This is what this woman in Australia should have done. She's going viral. She had the sweetest intentions. All right, she's pregnant and she says, I'm gonna honor my late grandparents by combining their two names and give it to my soon-to-be born daughter. Right.
That's cute.
The name of the grandparents: Charlotte and Harvey. What's the first name that comes to your brain?
Charlotte and Harvey. Charvey?
Harlot.
Harlot.
She named her daughter.
She named her daughter Harlot?
She never Googled it. She didn't tell anybody.
She'd never heard of that word before?
Nope.
Harlot is another word for
like a lady of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Which was news to me. So
you
that
never heard that before?
To me. Yeah,
well,
I never knew.
Same thing.
Same
then
thing,
throw that
right
in Google and just be like, "Hey, what is Harlot a good name for a little girl?"
Yeah,
and Google would say no. There wouldn't be 10 million responses and web pages. It would just be the word no.
See, I'd be worried that Google would steal my name idea and then they would use it for their own.
No, they would be like, "Oh, you want to name your daughter Harlot? Go right
okay,
ahead,
buddy.
Right
sure."
I got to admit, when I first heard Kara's choice for her child, like, that is a name that's had to grow on me. Drex, your eyes are bulging out. I know. I shouldn't say anything, but I'm gonna. I thought when I first heard your son's name, Riker, I'm like, I get it, Ryan and Kara, but are they aware that there's, like, a jail named Rikers Island?
Yeah, but we spell Riker with a Y, and we're in prison for the next 18 years while we raise him, so we thought it was fitting.
Is he trying to pick a fight, Ted?
I'm not trying to pick a fight. I told her it grew on me, but if Kara had told me ahead of time, I'd have been like,
you would have tried to talk her out of it?
Well, we had chosen another name initially. We had chose Dylan.
Dylan. I like Dylan.
I liked it too, but he just wasn't a Dylan. He's a Riker, and that's just the way it is.
Was anybody else as rude as Tad was?
Oh, yeah.
Like a side? Yeah.
Oh, for sure. We were at a Christmas party like right after Riker was born, and Ryan's company, and somebody that we had been introduced to asked what the baby's name was, and I was like, oh, his name is Riker John, and they were like the prison? And I said, yeah, only with a Y.
Wow.
That's how you do it rudely. I was doing it lovely. I'll admit.
Right.
Yeah. You said it's growing on you.
There was a nicer way for me to go about
for
it.
For sure.
You paint me to be some sort of villain. but I would like to hear from people who have, you know, either they are named, like even my name, Tad. My parents, it was a mistake on my birth certificate.
What do you mean?
Because Tad is supposed to be spelled with one D, how I spell it for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But Tad, my legal name is Tad with two Ds.
Is it
Tad
really?
Da-da.
So it wasn't that they were going to try to, they weren't trying to name you Todd. They were naming you Tad, but just added another D to
it. The O on my birth certificate is crossed off and an A is written ahead of it. So I think there was a discussion or a disagreement. I'm glad they named me Tad, but they should have dropped one of the Ds when they came up with the final. But such an uncommon name. How did they know how it's quote unquote supposed to be
right
spelled? But who's got the weirdest name or heard of? Want to hear from teachers? I'm sure.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
and medical professionals like those have to have seen the craziest names ever.
You aren't breaking any kind of HIPAA laws if you tell us some weirdo name. You were like, I'm not sure if we want to save this person. Do they want to live with that name? 404-741-0985 if you want to join the conversation. If you want, you could draw a quick message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app. Looking for the craziest names you've ever heard. It could be your own name, starting with Danita and Sugar Hill.
I interviewed this person for a position, and on her resume, it was S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D, pronounced Shateed,
yeah.
Oh, God.
You guys remember the episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Danny DeVito's character fell in love with a woman named Shadynasty, and he opened a club for her, and the way that it was spelled, it says Shady Nasty.
Right.
Thanks, Danita.
Thank you.
Love it. Is it Aidney?
It's a long I. It's Aidney.
Aidney and Roswell, and it's your name you're talking about.
Yes, sir. That's my name. I'm spelled after a beer backwards from Puerto Rico.
I-N-D-I.
And if you look at it backwards, it's India. People would always say, your mother must have been drunk and wrote the name down on paper looking at it in a mirror.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember Nomar Garcia Parra? He was a famous baseball player.
Is that Roman?
Ramon, yes. Or something spelled backwards.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, that's my name.
Exerd would be your name.
Well, you know, I've had several people, I've worked customer service for years, and I had someone say one time, well, at least it's not Czechoslovakia spelled backwards.
Touche. Very good. 404-741-0985.
Ted, so talking about like funny names, funny baby names and all that, you talked about Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they had a character, Shadynasty, but was Shady Nasty.
Yeah.
I was watching a show over the weekend, one of the murder mysteries, and my daughter was like, hey, why is that guy getting arrested for man's laughter? I was like, it's manslaughter,
good
but that's
point,
okay.
Good
yeah,
point.
But we'll go with that.
Miss Robinson in Jonesboro looking for crazy kids' names. Crazy, I mean, they could be full-grown adults now living this misery their whole lives.
I was a school counselor in Clayton County, and the two names that stand out are Nonchalant.
Nice.
Nice.
The other was a female little girl. Her name was Pleasurita. And I was like, oh, no, Pleasurita.
Some people are just destined to work at the club.
Hey, it rhymes with margarita. You could be a hip hop.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Heaven. Good morning in College Park.
You'll never guess. I had a friend. She's no longer my friend, but her name is Friday. Her mom's name is Friday. They have every day of the week. They have an America. They have Illinois, like Illinois, because I'm from Chicago. Nice. And they have a Chicago.
Rachel in Lithonia.
Hi.
Hi. Crazy name you've ever heard.
So, the name is Noel, and that doesn't sound too crazy, except it was spelled M-N-O-P.
What?
What?
Yes. So, when you look at it, it's spelled M-N-O-P, but it's pronounced Noel because when you look at the alphabet, it's L-M-N-O-P.
O-M to the G.
This is some Elon Musk crap right there. Oh, wow.
My goodness. There's a lot of people with wacky names. And I guess it's cool, but I say let's not try to reinvent the world every time you have a kid. Whatever happened to Mark and Mike and Brian and Sarah?
Well, I get not wanting your child to have the same name as five other kids in their classroom, and then they go by John S. or Todd B. or whatever. Like, you want to give your child something that's a cool name.
It probably is like in some sort of a rotation or a circle. Like, John and Mary are not going to name their kids something super generic because they were generic.
Yeah.
But then those kids get named something way out in left field.
And they're like, let's go back to the old school.
I was always so unique and no one ever liked my name.
Have a bunch of Bettys. And
We turned out, we didn't plan this. I always said we had picked out, like, Sam was our son, mm-hmm. and he was either going to be Sam or Ben when he was first born. And he just, like you were saying about mm-hmm. Riker was just not a Dylan.
Right.
Sam was not a Ben. Mm-hmm. He was definitely a Sam.
Yeah.
And then I always wanted a name if I had a daughter. We had picked this out if we had a daughter first, Sophie. So we end up with this S thing.
Mm-hmm.
But some families do some wacky things, like the Kardashians do the
all the K's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew a family. There were seven boys, I think, in this family, and they were all named after birds. Wren and Robin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Work.
I don't even know. Cynthia and Jasper, we're talking about wacky names.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've got two of them. Growing up, originally in New Jersey, my dad was a dentist, and my sisters and I would assist him. And he had two older patients. The first guy, he was 81, and his real name was Charlie Brown.
Hmm.
And then there was a woman, and God love her. She didn't want to change her married name, but it was Fanny Pickens. Fanny Pickens, yeah. Was her name. Yeah.
Dana in Athens, what you got?
My mom was a teacher, and one of the kids, the last name was Hogg, and her first name was Ima.
Oh,
you're kidding.
No.
Is that a joke?
They did that on purpose. That's just mean.
I know.
Thanks for the call, Dana. Melissa in Canton.
So when we moved to Georgia, we met these great neighbors next door to us, and they had two sweet little children. They had Sam and Ella, which, great. But when you say
Salmonella
and Salmonella, it was just so awkward. I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah, they never called them Ella and Sam. It was
Do you think that was by design?
I don't know, but Sam was older than Ella, and I was exactly like you said. I said, I always called them Ella and Sam because I just couldn't do Salmonella.
That's so funny because I had neighbors in Vernon, Vermont. One was named Botch, and the other one was Eulism.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm just having fun with you. Can we check the open mic on the B98.5 app? You could just leave us a quick message.
I worked for a dentist. His last name was Lehr, L-E-H-R, and he wanted to name his daughter Shanda.
Chandelier.
I just love her delivery on that.
Kara, Facebook messages.
Oh, some of these are so great. Kim Heiser said st.
What?
And it was st. It's four S's and a T, so forest.
Oh my gosh.
Too
Kim
much.
Kim Kinzer, Akira Lejeune, Acura Legend.
Like Tarjay.
Yes. And Anna Boynton had cousins named Demonica and Angelica with a very unfortunate curse word as a last name that starts with an F.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We shouldn't have allowed enough time for people to think.
Right.
Kelly and Griffin, crazy names.
So I worked for a school, and the craziest name we had was Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A.
Of course it was.
It was posted on a door, and we actually had to take the names off the door because parents were walking through the school.
Did the little girl's brother penis? Did he...
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings from 5 to 10. Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine warms us up to 72 today. Tomorrow's high of 70. It's 46 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you what, Travis Kelce said that could land him into some trouble with Taylor Swift in just a second. But not all heroes wear capes, but Alex Bonino needs to. He's known as Atlanta's magnet man. So if you've ever gotten a flat tire, you know how expensive and annoying it can be, especially if you have to consistently drive through construction zones on a regular basis. So Alex said he had gotten like 3 or 4 nails per tire.
Oh my gosh.
In like 2 months. So he decided he was going to do something about it. He got himself a bicycle and a bicycle trailer, outfitted it with some super strong magnets, and has now biked over 522 miles around Atlanta and collected more than 410 pounds of junk that could have taken us all down.
Have you seen any of his videos yet, Tad?
No.
They're fascinating. He connects like a GoPro to the magnet, and he just rides along the roads, and you see the stuff just collecting nonstop.
What he's picking up.
Would you do me a favor just to make it easy, because I'm driving right now? Could you please post that to the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page?
Yeah, that's fine.
Just for easy access, so I can see that video.
And you can find him on Instagram at Atlanta Magnet Man. Give that guy a like because he deserves it.
It's a little concerning that there are nails on highways. Like, what are they building on highways that include nails?
Well, I think maybe because the roads aren't great, and if a construction truck is driving down the road, hits a pop, and then stuff comes flying out everywhere.
Flying out of the air bed. Yeah.
What we need is, instead of Magnet Man, we need Container Cover Man to go around and put lids on all of those.
Now, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are the biggest celebrity couple in the world right now.
Oh my gosh.
And
really?
A resurface. What?
The biggest celebrity couple?
You don't think so?
Outside of who?
Tell me who else would be the bigger
Name
celebrity
any
couple.
Any other celebrity couple. And that's my answer.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. But nobody's talking about any other celebrity couple. Everybody's talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Let's hear
well,
what we
a
have to...
resurfaced interview from 2016 could make him have to eat his words a little bit.
Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry. Kill, marry, kiss.
Ariana is kill, unfortunately. Love you, but you're gone.
Okay.
And then Taylor Swift would be the kiss. And then Katy Perry, what's the last one?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry would be.
Now, funny enough, both Travis and Katy Perry were at Taylor's Sydney show on Friday night. So,
but this was 8 years ago. There's no way he's ever going to live this down. They're going to be maybe overserved one night, and she's going to come up to him and be like, "Oh, do you want to call Katy? Because you want to marry her." Guarantee, Carrie, you women do that all the time.
I don't think.
And this is perfect because back then, Katy Perry was Taylor's arch nemesis.
Right. Yeah.
Who better to take down the fake relationship than her former arch nemesis?
So you're saying like maybe this is
said it before. Every day I wake up wondering, is this going to be the day?
It's not.
Bad Blood Part 2.
Oh, right?
Coming soon.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Mark, you had another woman in your apartment when your girlfriend showed up.
Ooh.
And you're saying this is not anything she needs to worry about?
Mark.
Shannon and I have been seeing each other for a couple months now, and for the last few weeks, it's gotten a little bit more serious.
Okay.
So I figured it was time to break it off with this other woman that I was seeing that I wasn't really that serious about.
Okay.
And, of course, right as the other woman's leaving my apartment, that's when Shannon decided to stop by for a surprise visit. And I know that's a really bad look and bad timing. I didn't plan it. But she decided just to drop by. She didn't let me know she was coming by. But
Mark.
I tried.
One little tip for you, when you're breaking it off with somebody, you do it at a public place.
Yeah, neutral location.
Not only that, but you do it at a public place that you don't ever see yourself going back to. So you don't even have to deal with the memories.
It's not like she stayed with me, this woman, or anything. It wasn't serious.
Does Shannon know about this other woman?
She didn't, but neither one was serious.
Okay, all right.
I need Shannon to understand the situation because I had a family wedding that I'm supposed to go to this weekend, and now that's in jeopardy because she's upset. I need your guys' help.
Oh, you are going to bring Shannon to this wedding this weekend?
Yes, I'm serious about Shannon, or okay. I wanted to.
You got to look at it from Shannon's perspective. She doesn't know about this other woman. She sees her, even if it is your ex, or we weren't that serious.
Doesn't matter.
Now she has a face to go with the other woman, even if there's nothing going on.
You rolling up and you being like, no, that's just, that's like, yeah, she's like a sister to me.
When we got the lady that cleans our house, when she first came over, Ryan was going to surprise me with this. And I see on the Ring doorbell, this woman walking up to my house, and I immediately call my husband. I'm like, who is this lady in my house?
Mark, give us a couple of minutes. Is Shannon not speaking to you now? Or she thinks that she ran into you and your girlfriend and thinks that you're two-timing her?
Yeah, I haven't heard from her in a week.
Jeez.
All right.
It's just, I don't want to throw away a really meaningful relationship just because of a misunderstanding.
Yeah, in your defense, you were moving on and you were being upstanding by letting the other person know. It's just, you don't do that at your own home. And so I'm sorry. That was your mistake.
Well, I know that now.
Yeah.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talking to Mark, he says that he was trying to break up with this woman that he was seeing because things were getting serious with his new girlfriend, Shannon. And he was like, I'm going to end this other casual thing I've got going on because I really want to focus on building this relationship with Shannon. Problem was, at that moment, Shannon shows up at his house, sees this other woman, thinks he's two-timing her, and hasn't spoken to him in a week.
Oh, man.
Mark, Shannon's not going to know you're on the line. We're going to try to get you some forgiveness here, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Shannon, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm okay.
Just wanted to talk to you about this guy, Mark, that you were seeing.
Why?
I guess there was some confusion. You went over to his house and there was some other lady that was there.
Yeah.
I guess he was just trying to break up with her. Did you know that?
Why are you talking to me about Mark?
Mark is very upset because the reason he was breaking it off with this person is because things were getting more serious with you.
It's not that he was in a casual relationship with another woman, but it's way more serious than that and he knows it. So I don't know why this is even happening.
Shannon, you're saying that this guy Mark that you were seeing, he said, oh, this other woman, she's just casual. But you're saying that's not the case. They were serious?
No, that's not the case.
How do you know they were more serious than what he says?
Because she had a huge box when she was leaving. A huge box of clothes. So if it was casual, why did she have things at his house?
Oh.
Yeah, you wouldn't leave.
That's a good point. No, if you're just casually seeing somebody, you wouldn't leave a box of clothes or a box of anything.
Let's try to get some answers to those questions. You are on a feature called Forgive and Forget, and Mark is on the other line with us. He called us because he wanted your forgiveness because he said this was just a big misunderstanding. But Mark, what's up with the clothes?
I can explain the clothes, but I'm going to need everybody here to promise. Please don't shame me for this.
Is it something weird?
It's not weird. A lot of people have this fetish, actually. It's not just me. So I don't want to be vilified for this.
Okay. Shannon, let's have an open mind here.
I'm a smell guy.
A smell guy?
What is that?
The sense of smell is the most powerful sense that we have. It can activate all sorts of positive memories and pheromones and types of special feelings. So
you smell women's clothes, Mark?
Ew.
Hey.
I'm not the only one. I bet all of you guys in that studio probably have smelled women's clothes at some point.
We got to move on from this.
Shannon, is this an issue? I mean,
I don't care that you smell people, whatever. If it was such a casual thing, why do you have so many things of hers that bring a special memory that you smell?
I like to smell things, and it wasn't that big of a box. There were a few items in it, and she was taking them back, and I don't want to associate with her scent anymore. I want to associate with your scent.
Mark, do you sniff Shannon's stuff?
Well, I was hoping, since we're going to the next level, then maybe you could leave a couple things behind and imprint your scent.
Do you have my sweater?
I mean, I do, and it smells lovely.
You've been taking stuff from? You've already been taking stuff?
She left it at my house. I didn't steal it from her.
But you didn't try to get it back to her, did you?
Yep.
It wasn't a big deal. It helps both people. It's a victimless crime.
Well, so is it a big deal to Shannon? Shannon, is this a problem for you? Mark's a sniffer.
I guess I just need to, like, actually talk to you that's not on the radio.
That's fair.
Well, we can do that. I'm very much open to that, and I'll return your sweater to you. I apologize for not telling you about it.
You can keep it.
All right.
She's like, keep my sweater because if it means not having to see you again.
No.
Could be something here.
Shannon, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. He was calling for your forgiveness about this other lady. We have not forgotten that he did have a box of her things and was smelling her stuff.
That is really annoying as well, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
That's progress. I appreciate that.
This is how he lures women into his secret little world.
Hey, don't
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Eric needs forgiveness for calling the cops on his sister. We're going to find out what she's accused of tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.